This one is pretty mind-boggling. This is in Indiana, Mike Pence country. And just very straightforward, Marion County, which is the state's most populous county, it also has a substantial African-American population and is consistently Democratic. Marion County, the state's most populous county, has only one early voting site. Hamilton County, a Republican-friendly area north of Indianapolis, added two new early voting locations in 2016 and has seen a 63% increase in in-person absentee voting, in other words, early voting, since 2008. The county, which has a population of 300,000, has three early voting locations, whereas Marion County, the Democratic-leaning county, which has 941,000 people in it, has only one early voting location. So, Republican county with one-third as many people gets three times as many voting machines and open places for early voting as the Republican county, or as the Democratic county-leaning county, which gets only one voting machine for three times as many people. Three other Republican-friendly counties also added early voting sites and have seen a similar increase in early voting. The headline, Indiana Republicans keep blocking early voting in a major Democratic county. This is so blatant. And because we don't have an affirmative right to vote in the Constitution, or at law, for that matter, because we don't have an affirmative right to vote, these Republicans can get away with this voter suppression. This is, voter suppression sounds so sanitary. This is vote theft, right? They're stealing your vote if you live in Indiana.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And of course, with Kansas's Chris Kobach, KKK, now they're doing it nationwide with interstate cross-check.